Now, there was a big event in Milltown yesterday with the worldwide head of the Dominican Order celebrating Mass to commemorate the most well-known victim of the Cromwellian Wars here, invasion here in Ireland, and Kerry's most well-known martyr, arguably, as well, Father Tadhg Moriarty. I'm delighted to tell us more about this morning. We're joined by Father David McGovern, who's Prior of Holy Cross here in Tralee, and also Father John Harris, who's Provincial of the Irish Dominicans. Thank you both for joining us this morning, Father John Harris and Father David McGovern.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. First of all, many people would be familiar with the commemoration of this priest, Father Tadhg Moriarty. Would you tell us briefly first, Father David, who Father Moriarty was and why he's being remembered almost 400 years since he was executed?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's important to say that he was a son of Kerry, a Kerry man, and that's really important for us and for the people of Kerry. We're going back to the 1600s. He was born in 1603 in Castledrum. So at that time, as a child, he went to school. Schools at the time were forbidden, so he was educated by a local priest, educated in a hedge school, his brother also. And they, as teenagers, educated as well, but then sent off overseas, over to Lisbon, to train as priests. And then came back to Ireland during the time of the Cromwellian Wars, and it was illegal to be a Catholic priest at the time in Ireland. So most priests at that time were given the option. They were forced to be transported overseas, but many priests went into hiding to care for the souls of the many, many, many Catholics. And Father Tadhg was one of them. So he went into hiding in and around this area. He was the prior of Holy Cross in Tralee, but he went into hiding. And it was on the 6th of August that he was arrested. 15th of August he was arrested. Thank you, Father John. I have Father John with me to correct
the Feast of the Assumption.
And this was 1653.
1653, yeah. He was arrested while celebrating Mass out in Milltown on what's become known as the Mass Rock. At that time, priests were celebrating Mass in private at Mass Rocks in caves, and he gathered there with a group of people celebrating Mass, and the English soldiers burst in and arrested him and dragged him away, they walked to Killarney, and he was kept in prison for 2 months and then was martyred. Then he was hung in Killarney, on the current site of where the current Franciscan friary is. That was the site where he was martyred.
And what happened yesterday was that there was a Mass celebrated in Killaclan Wood, in Milltown, to mark the 372nd anniversary of the execution of Father Tadhg Moriarty. Involved as well, attending there was also, as we say, Father John Harris, Provincial of the Irish Dominicans. Thank you for joining us as well, Father Harris. I also understand the worldwide head of the Dominican Order was there saying Mass too.
Well, at the moment, Father Gerard Timonier, he's the master of the Dominican Order, the successor of St. Dominic. He's on visitation to the Dominicans in Ireland. And when we were planning the visitation, we felt it was very important that he become aware of the history of our Irish Church and the Irish Dominicans. And it happened, and the prior here in Tralee was very quick in, but he said, why can't he come to Tralee to say Mass at the Mass Rock? And we fixed it into the schedule, because I'm quite sure that as the Master of the Order goes around the whole Order, I don't know of any other part of the Order that would have a Mass Rock, that the brethren would have gone into hiding, said Mass, and been arrested. And what was wonderful yesterday, the Master actually used the chalice, the very same chalice that Tadhg Moriarty was using the morning he was arrested. And so I think it was a wonderful opportunity for him to recognise, and for himself and for the Order, the suffering of the Irish Dominicans and the Catholic Church here, but to see that we're building on that past and we commemorate it, but not commemorate it as a past, but almost as an influence for the future.
And briefly as well, Father Harris, could I ask, was there a good turnout at the event?
Wonderful. I don't know how many people. We had about 300
people, yeah. It's an annual event. It happens every year. But in the last couple of years, the amount of people going, the congregation has grown. And yesterday, I suppose, there was the added attraction of the master of the order being there. But yeah, about 250, 300 people.
Yep. Yeah. And the rain kept off until the very end.
Yeah. And Father David McGovern, who's prior of Holy Cross, a brief, why do you think there are more people are coming to the annual commemoration to mark the execution, the anniversary of the execution of Father Tadhg Moriarty during Cromwellian times? Why do you think more people are going to the annual event?
Yeah, I think it's the faith. I think people have developed a great devotion to him. His story is real. He's a local. What he struggled and suffered, people can relate to at the moment, you know, the struggling and suffering that we all go through. And this man is real for them, a man of Kerry. And the devotion to him has grown. We have a shrine to him in Holy Cross Church, and people are coming there, leaving intentions, asking for his intercession. So even though it's been, you know, it was the 600s, his devotion to him hasn't waned, and people are drawn to his story.
Well, look, I thank you both for coming in this morning, and I know you're pressed for time. Father David McGovern, who's Prior of Holy Cross, and Father John Harris, Provincial of the Irish Dominicans, about the open-air Mass in Milltown yesterday, where with the worldwide head of the Dominican Order celebrating Mass in Kilclahan Wood to mark almost 400 years, it's 372nd anniversary of the execution of Dominican priest Father Tadhg Moriarty during the Cromwellian Wars. Thank you both for joining us this morning. We appreciate it greatly.